Well, if we take a completely sober look at this whole story, the conclusions will be even more disheartening. After all, the stumbling block, and at the same time, the cornerstone here remain the United States of America. And the United States, they are not to blame for the world having watched Hollywood movies about noble America saving humanity. And the world believed in this cinematic nonsense. In the end, these are the problems of those who believed, but not American problems at all. The real America, let's remember, the United States is completely indifferent, always looking on at the antics of the bloodiest dictatorships, including the lawlessness of Stalin himself. It makes sense to remember Roosevelt, who not only negotiated, but did everything to make Stalin more comfortable on this planet and in general regarding the United States as a selfless bastion of freedom, honor, and justice. One should part with these illusions. For a long time, this myth, partly thanks to Reagan, partly thanks to Biden, was revived. But let's remember history and remember Roosevelt himself. After all, Roosevelt clearly saw how Stalin was occupying Europe. Roosevelt was well aware of the gulags, about Soviet fascism, which was even more fascist-like than Hitler's fascism. He saw it all. Roosevelt nevertheless handed over vast European territories populated with wonderful people to Soviet-Stalinist fascism, understanding that these territories were being condemned to decades of slavery, violence, and degradation under the Soviet boot and barbed wire. Roosevelt knew what Stalinism was, and he knew what kind of hell he was condemning Eastern Europe to by handing it over to Soviet occupation. Could Roosevelt have done anything? He could, because it was the period when the Soviets had not yet managed to steal all the nuclear weapon recipes. And the United States of America already had several H-bombs and a few strikes on the troop concentrations and cities of the USSR would have been absolutely sufficient to bring Stalin to his senses and make him abandon the occupation of Eastern Europe. Nevertheless, with complete indifference and phenomenal generosity, the president of the USA gives away Hungary, Bulgaria, Poland, Czechia, Romania, what became Yugoslavia, Albania, a part of Germany. And in this sense, by the way, Trump is quite replaceable, traditional, and what is called an American. It's just time to say goodbye to this old illusion about the USA. And with hopes for this illusion, so why am I saying that he is sane and traditional? Back in 2017, 400 American clinical psychiatrists would signed an open letter about Trump's mental instability and his unfitness to occupy the presidential chair. In this letter, it was mentioned narcissism, mania, grandeur, inability to empathize. And then there were many debates about this. Nevertheless, indeed, this letter was signed by everyone. I see, from Friedman to Yuben, Michaelis, these are very strong specialists. Nevertheless, we see that overall, Trump has no contradiction with traditional American politics in any conceivable manner.